So even if I want to bring silence to you, bring peace to you, I would ask you this thing. You have the experience of being peaceless. You are wandering everywhere for peace, but yet you do not know peace. You have the experience of peacelessness. At the same time, you also have the experience of peace. So you are wandering here and there for peace. Because ask yourself, why is this peacelessness with you? Because you are disturbed, because you are thinking too much. The mind wavers, it is thinking too much. You are thinking about the past. You are living in America, but you are thinking something about London. Your mind travels to different places. So when you are unnecessarily wandering here and there, that is when you don't find peace. You will lose out that peace. God tells you that make your mind to be connected to the Almighty. Connect your mind to One Supreme Source. So if you're connected, then you will find peace. But if you're wandering here and there, if you're disturbed, you're distributed, then you will not find anything. You will become tired. According to the times, most of the people suffer from depression. Many people attempt for suicide. Why do they attempt? Why? It's because they are tired. You also listen to so many cases that suddenly somebody kills himself. Somebody hangs himself. Why? Because they are tired of things. They are tired of their lives. I also understand it this way. That I expect a lot from someone, but I do not have the power to accept things. These are two words, accept and expect. That I expect things from others, that I want this from him, I want this from her, I want this from him. This must also be there. And if there are too many expectations, then also I am peaceless. Why just I not accept things that the way it is, however it is, I just accept it. I don't know English, but if somebody gives me a good word, but even though if I do not understand, but I will spend time to learn it, that I have learned to appreciate it. The word appreciation, yeah, like the word of accept and expect, there is also this word of appreciate. Even if somebody does a little bit for you, appreciate them. And if I do not appreciate, then the other person will not love coming in front of you. How subtle is this thing? The word appreciation itself, this one single word appreciation could make you feel the love of God. Even if I remember God for a moment, He appreciates me. He appreciates that, oh my dear child, you are remembering me. So that's the reason on the path of devotion people say that God gives you 10 times, He gives you 1,000-fold more than you expect. That's His appreciation. So He appreciates and He gives us this courage to do it much more, so that I do more good to others. So even if somebody does something for you, appreciate it. Do not expect from people. The reason for peacelessness is that whatever you're doing it from outside, but inside you do not have that good feeling. You're doing it for the sake of doing that. It's just my duty, it is just my job. So if you have that kind of a feeling, that time you would want to quit that job, or you want to give up on those things.